Happy Thanksgiving and welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Thank you for tuning in here today. And again, a happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Hopefully you are able to spend the day with your loved ones and chow down on a little bit of turkey and all the sides and enjoy a Thanksgiving holiday here for 2021. Well, on today's show, we continue our recap of last week's NAFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri. That's the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, getting to talk with various farm broadcasters across the country, as well as folks throughout the agriculture industry, ag leaders talking about new technologies, innovations, and hot topics. We talked with Will Stafford from CHS. He is in Washington, D.C. He is on the governmental side of CHS and always advocating for things in agriculture that the company is vested in. And we talked to Will Stafford about a ton of different issues, including the infrastructure bill, the Biden Build Back Better Act, as well as taxes and what could happen there, and just a lot of different topics that are all too familiar for folks in agriculture as they're watching them very closely along with folks at ag companies like CHS. So here is that interview from the Trade Talk floor with Will Stafford from CHS. And now we are talking with Will Stafford. He is the Manager of Federal Affairs with CHS Government Affairs in Washington, D.C. Will, it's great to catch up with you here at Trade Talk. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate the time, Will. I know there's no shortage of topics right now that farm country, agriculture is watching, concerned about, excited about when it comes to policy. And I know one of the biggest things we just saw was the passage of the infrastructure bill. And there's been a lot of talk about that, a lot of back and forth about it. What are some of the key things you take away from the infrastructure bill and how that could help agriculture?
Sure. Well, we were happy to see the president sign it into law. Some of the main things that are good for agriculture in there is just long overdue funding for waterways, roads, bridges, locks, and dams. You know, these projects will take a while to implement, but long term, it's something that needed to happen. And like I said, was long overdue. In addition, there's, I think, $65 million in there for rural broadband funding. That'll go a long way to keep our farmers and ranchers connected, which in the 21st century is very needed. One thing that we were disappointed did not make it into that bill was infrastructure for biofuels producers. We do think that that counts as infrastructure, and biofuel producers really could have used it. So we were disappointed to see that not make it in, but overall we're happy that the bill was signed into law.
I know another thing as well is the Biden, the Build Back Better plan. And I know there's a lot of debate over that. And we think about the inflation worries and is that going to cause more inflation issues, et cetera, et cetera. But talk about some of the things you're hearing about that plan and if that, you know, some trillion dollar plan could make it through Congress.
Yeah, I think the last time I heard it was about a $1.75 trillion, which is about half of where it started from a few months ago. But you know, it'll be interesting to see if the Democrats can get that through. It still sounds like they don't necessarily have the votes in their own party to do it. They're really threading a needle between keeping the further left progressives on the House side and the moderates in the Republican side happy. But as it stands, and I think there will be some changes to the bill as time goes on, it looks like there are still some programs in there that farmers and ranchers should be aware of, one of which is a potential $25 an acre payment up to 1,000 acres if they switch over to cover crops. And there's also an increase to the budget baseline for a lot of the current suite of conservation programs as well.
Another thing farmers are watching very closely is the tax situation. What changes are we going to see? Are we going to see stepped-up basis go away, capital gains, you know, things like that? And I know there's even been some farmers who've, you know, they've started to transition their farm to the younger generation because they're worried about that, and they're doing it a little earlier than maybe they planned. Talk about some of the latest you're hearing on the Hill in D.C. about potential changes to taxes and how that could affect our farmers and ranchers.
Sure thing. Well, the tax portion of the Build Back Better bill is really the moving target right now on what they're debating, because it has to do with how they're going to actually fund the bill. So, you know, I think that it's something that we will have to watch constantly as that potential piece of legislation evolves. They had been talking at one point about eliminating the stepped-up basis, which obviously would have been a massive issue for America's farmers and ranchers. Farmers and ranchers and farm groups and businesses like CHS were very loud on saying that that is not okay, that does not work for our owners. And as of right now, it sounds like Congress heard those concerns, and it is not included in the Build Back Better bill. But that is not something that we as an industry can rest on or take for granted. We need to continue to be very loud on our support for that and other tax provisions that are important to farmers and ranchers.
I know there's a lot of other things that we're watching closely. I know that there's always discussions being had on the Hill about various things with agriculture. I know a farm bill is going to be a topic coming up here real soon, and there's going to be a lot of things with that. And obviously, you know, another thing too that's, you know, we kind of kicked the can down the road a little bit is funding the government, and I think that's going to be something that we're going to be hearing a lot about here the next couple of weeks ahead, Will.
Yeah, you used the right phrase when you said kick the can on that. Kicking the can on government funding is one of Congress's favorite pastimes, I would say, and they've got another debt limit cliff coming up here in December. So that's certainly going to take some time. I think they'll get it done personally. If not, we might have another government shutdown in December, but it's something that we're always watching closely. And like you said, moving into next year too, when it gets into farm bill discussions, that's going to be another big topic of conversation.
Anything else you're watching real closely here as we near the end of the year and get into 2022 in D.C.?
Yeah, one piece of legislation that we would love to see passed by the end of the year is called the Growing Climate Solutions Act. That passed the Senate by a vote of 92-8 earlier this year. It's still waiting approval in the House Agriculture Committee, but that would make it easier for farmers and ranchers to participate in some of the private carbon markets that you're seeing pop up with different companies around the country. And we would love to see that pass the House.
Well, Will, we appreciate the time here at Trade Talk. A lot of things, again, we're going to be watching very, very closely. And thank you for some of the insight and knowledge and the work you're doing with CHS there on Capitol Hill. And have a great rest of Trade Talk. And I'm sure we'll talk again real soon.
Yeah, thanks. Happy to talk anytime.
That's Will Stafford with CHS. He's part of their Washington, D.C. division here at Trade Talk at Kansas City. I'm Jesse Allen.
And again, that's Will Stafford with CHS joining us last week at Trade Talk at the NAFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri. Well, that's going to do it for the Thanksgiving edition of American Ag Today. We'll continue our series of updates from last week's NAFB convention coming up here tomorrow on the show and into next week as well here on American Ag Today. Again, thank you so much for joining us and have a happy Thanksgiving. That's American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great holiday.